shooting photographs of people has become a way of life for Pritchard and Lebu. 4.5 years ago, he was living at Twilight Shelter in Hillbrow, one of the most disadvantaged areas of Johannesburg. That's when he met Bernard Villian, who enrolled him in his new photography workshop at the shelter.
Before, I actually didn't have a vision of photography because I was just in a shelter because I needed to maybe to go to school, and after school I would do something about my life, but I didn't know what really it was going to be. So when Bernard came to the shelter and introduced photography, that's where I felt like, oh, okay, doing something like this in my life maybe can bring some change.
Villian started the workshop 4 years ago and began with a simple guideline for the teenagers.
I literally said to the guys, take the camera, walk out the gates and find beauty where you thought there were none.
In this crime and poverty-ridden neighborhood, Villian urged the teenagers to see things in a new way.
I wanted to train them that with photography, if you see something that you don't like or that doesn't resonate with you, just change your eyes and find something else.
The challenge intrigued Pritchard and Lebu.
With like all this life that we were introduced to, a little bit violent and all the stuff, but through photography, we had to see the outer part and be able to meet with people and communicate with people, get to know about positive things about our city, how to make your place, the place around you, a better place, you know.
The project now has its own permanent studio in one of the fanciest places in Johannesburg. The studio employs 6 former students full-time, including Pritchard, who is now the studio's manager.
This favorite picture is actually, it's not mine, but it says something about real life. It's called Write the Future. It says a lot, Write the Future, you know. It's different, way inspiring, and makes you curious about what's happening in life, what will happen tomorrow.
Beside photo prints, the studio sells merchandise made by the teenagers of the Twilight Shelter. Pillows, coasters, refrigerator magnet, cell phone cases, and the catalogs keeps on expanding. Katie Williams works for one of the project's sponsoring companies.
For me, it was taking these 3 children out of that shelter and giving them an opportunity to earn money. But they don't have to be your professors or your doctors or your lawyers or you know, be professional people, because not everybody can afford to do that. But by working hard and creating with your hands and getting ideas, you can sell and make money.
The initiative will continue to hold annual exhibits and is now looking at ways to sell the photos and merchandise in retail stores, potentially giving students the chance to start their own businesses. Emilia Yob for VOA News, Johannesburg.